The Wall Street Journal said he's one of the most innovative minds in football.
He's a rat.
ESPN once called him the guru of the spread.
Scumbag.
Football Scoop labeled him the mastermind behind college football's number one offense.
Nobody likes him, not even his family.
He took three separate teams over a five-year period and made each a top-10 offense.
Yeah, but he's such a horse's ass. He was fired by future United States Senator Tommy Tuberville in the middle of the season, even though he had a 5-2 record.
No wonder CBS Sports said there's never been quite a coach like Franklin. He marches to a different beat.
Pariah, an outcast, a person or animal that is despised, shunned, or avoided. Warning, buckle up and put your big boy pants on. This isn't your friendly kiss-ass coach's show. If you can't handle the truth, eject immediately.
And now, from parts unknown, it's the Pigskin Pariah. The one, the only, Coach Tony Franklin.
Welcome, everybody, to 6 Point Saturday. We are still on badass offensive coordinator, play calling, training school, mastermind. And we are on what will be, for some of you, the most favorite thing that you do. And for me, I always enjoyed these as well. And that is what we call gimmicks. What exactly is a gimmick? A gimmick is a trick, some type of mess with the defense for things that you normally do, but you're setting them up to where that you can run a gimmick that's going to be something that makes them believe it's one thing and it turns out to be something else. And you use gimmicks in order to create excitement, in order to create a big play. Sometimes they can win a game for you. Fans always love gimmicks. A lot of times you can have a shitty game and have two gimmicks that hit. And fans will remember the gimmicks as much as anything. All fans love the gimmick plays. They all think that you're incredibly smart when a gimmick works. So I believe that you should spend at least 5 minutes a week on your gimmicks. So here are some examples of gimmicks. First of all, we'll start with what I call a stutter or a jump. And basically what a stutter or a jump is, it means that the receiver is going to stutter a route where it looks like something that he normally runs. And the defender is hopefully going to jump that route. So, for example, if you run a lot of slants, you run a lot of hitches, you run comebacks, when you stutter it, it means that you run it to that point, you stick your foot in the ground, you start the second phase of the route, and then the defender jumps it, and you take off, and you're behind the defender for a big play touchdown. So those are stutter or jump gimmicks. So those are good for quick outs, comebacks, hitch routes, slant routes, etc. The next type of gimmick is what I call a fox. Sly as a fox, tricky like a fox. And on those, what you're doing is you're faking some type of a screen. It could be your chop screen or your bubble screen where the receiver is bubbling behind the line, or a running back is running in fast motion and then faking, jumping up in the air, landing on his feet while the quarterback gives a big shoulder nudge, which he also would do on the stutter route to give a shoulder nudge, try to get the defender to jump it if it's a zone defender. So on the fox route, if we're running, for example, a jail concept or a tunnel screen concept, the inside receiver pushes up one step, goes to kick out the defender. The outside receiver pushes up three and retreats. The inside receiver, when he goes, he stutters like he's going to block him. Both defenders then jump and come downhill, including the hole player and the safety. And then you take off, and you got a home run shot. Hey, don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back after this short message.
You're listening to the Coach Tony Franklin Podcast.
In the last 21 years, the Tony Franklin system has been covered and mentioned in USA Today, Forbes, NPR, The Wall Street Journal, CBS, and ESPN. Why? Because my clients, high school coaches from all over the country, middle school coaches, and even college and NFL coaches, have had careers change forever. They've set NCAA records. They've set high school records. They've won state championships. They've won conference championships. And they've even won national championships. Why? Because in the system, we teach them quarterback mastery, every drill that you can imagine, game planning, fundamentals, coordinating an offense and defense, raising money, being the best you can be in your strength program, how to run a system, tempo, RPOs, career advancement, crisis management, and even recruiting. And many of my clients have paid in the neighborhood of $10, $20, $30, $50, some even close to $100,000 over that period of time. I put it all together, everything that we've done that's of value, I've got it all in one file now. And for the first time ever, and the only time, and for a short period of time, I'm selling the entire system. It's not a one-year subscription like my normal programs have been. This is a lifetime product that you get to keep forever. If you're interested, simply send me an email at coachtf@gmail.com. coachtf@gmail.com and say, hey, Tony, send me that stuff. I heard about it on your podcast. I'll send it out to you immediately. If it's a chop concept or a bubble concept, the receivers come off, the blocking receivers come off as if they're going to block. They stutter as they get to the guy that they were going to block. They get their hands out. They show their hands, and then they take off vertical. Again, the quarterback gets a good shoulder pump. If you're the guy getting the shoulder pump, you just land and stand still, and then you become his check down. The next gimmick is a flea flicker. A flea flicker can be off of a blast scheme or a gap scheme. It's a handoff. The running back takes it off a power play or off a dive gap scheme play, a blast play, a man play. Takes three steps, turns around, tosses the ball back. Receiver goes and stalk blocks, acts like he's stalking, stutters, takes off, and goes. I love those on a coming off play on the goal line when you're backed up inside the five-yard line. That's my favorite play time to run it, or on short yardage, third and one or fourth and one. Then you've got your normal reverses. Reverses can come off of your gap schemes, off of your stretch schemes, off of your option schemes. It's anything that makes the defense believe that the ball is going to go wide. If the ball looks like it's going to go wide and they begin to chase at that angle, you get everybody moving at that angle, and then it's either a handoff or a soft toss to the receiver coming back around, either the H or the outside receivers, either one. The next gimmick is the double pass gimmick. A double pass gimmick can be a throw backwards for the first pass, where you throw like you're throwing a fast screen from underneath the center, take a big drop step, throw the ball backwards. The receiver catches it, and he's got to be behind where the ball was thrown. And then that receiver then throws it to another receiver down the field on either a post route coming across or on a guy that fake blocked and then took off deep down the field. Again, just showing his hands and taking off. A double pass also can be effective from a chop standpoint. You send a receiver, goes in motion, you throw him a backward lateral pass, or he becomes behind motion. You catch the ball immediately, throw a backward lateral pass. He takes a step or two forward. And then as the defenders come up, they fake their blocks. And then you've got one or two receivers going deep, or possibly somebody coming from the opposite side on the post route. If you throw a lot of behind screens, then those are extremely effective. Then you've got what I call the walkaways, and that is where the quarterback acts like he's walking towards the coach, throws his hands up, starts screaming at the coach as if he's mad at the coach. The center then, when the quarterback claps his hands or on timing, snaps the ball, and you run a gap scheme or a zone scheme for a short yardage pickup. Finally, you can gimmick with unbalanced formations where you break the huddle fast in an unbalanced set. That will always do it. And then finally, the last thing, are throwbacks. Double pass throwback, throw the ball as a swing pass and throw it back to the quarterback, or hand off, run a jet, hand it off, take eight steps, throw it back to the QB, all the old line comes. That's your 6 minute Saturday with gimmicks. Take care.
Thanks for listening to today's show. One, go to coachtf.com/podcast and leave us your email so we can send you your free download for our Pigskin Pocket Card, which gives you 10 simple steps to follow daily to ensure an amazing life. Two, do something good today for someone who can never repay you, and you'll have truly lived an amazing life. 3. Join us Monday through Friday for new episodes and download any of our episodes wherever you get your podcast, or simply download from our coachtf.com/podcast. 4. Give us a 5-star review today so we can continue to put together entertaining and informative episodes. Always remember, do good, no repay.